Time has run out for Northern Ireland to restore its devolved government. Last-ditch efforts to break the political deadlock have failed. So Northern Ireland must now head back to the polls.
I hear it when parties say that they really do not want an election at all. But nearly all of them are parties who signed up to the rules, the law that means I need to call an election. So you'll hear more from me on that particular point next week.
The heart of the disagreement is the Northern Ireland Protocol. It's the part of the UK's post-Brexit deal with the EU that's resulted in a trade border between Northern Ireland and the rest of the UK to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, which is in the EU. For the DUP, one of the Assembly's two main power-sharing parties, this is unacceptable. They believe Northern Ireland and the UK are indivisible.
There's not a single unionist who supports the protocol. So it falls by the very definition that the British government and even the EU have defined as progress in Northern Ireland, where people have to work together to make that progress.
In February, the DUP pulled out of the power-sharing executive, collapsing it. And since elections in May, the DUP has blocked efforts to get things moving again. Other parties in the Stormont Assembly are unimpressed.
I feel angry by what I saw yesterday in the Assembly chamber.
Peter McReynolds is from the Alliance Party, which tries to bridge divisions between nationalist and unionist communities.
Election's going to change nothing. The people of Northern Ireland said what they wanted 6 months ago. I think if there's going to be an election in the coming weeks, they're going to say the exact same thing again. And it's actually going to entrench the division that we now have.
Generations of political violence all but finished with the 1998 Good Friday Agreement. It established power sharing across the sectarian divide and prohibited any hard border with Ireland to the south. All of this is now in danger. Northern Ireland's political paralysis is one of the most serious aftershocks from the earthquake set off by Brexit. The traps that Brexit laid for peace and politics in Northern Ireland were predicted and are now playing out. It's going to take immense effort from Belfast to Brussels, from London to Dublin to sort all of this out. Rory Challens, Al Jazeera, Belfast.